Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast.
We're your hosts. I'm Amy Ravel from Simply Organized.
And I'm Kirsty Faruja from Feels Like Home.
We can't wait to share with you all our tips and tricks to help you declutter and keep your home and family organized.
To hang out with us more, check out the Art of Decluttering on Facebook and Instagram.
And we'd love you to check out our website, artofdecluttering.com.au, and see all that's happening over there. Let's get started.
So, Amy, a couple of months ago, when we were in the recording studio last time, Jared, our amazing sound manager, he does everything for us. He's amazing. He asked us a really interesting question.
I don't think I'd been asked this question before.
Can you declutter too much?
It's a really interesting question, and one that deserves not just some pondering, but a whole episode dedicated to it. So thank you, Jared, for your question. We will endeavour to answer it for you, and hopefully we get some ideas flowing that will help the rest of you as well. So the answer is kind of yes and no. Yes, you can declutter too much, and no, you can't declutter too much. It's fully yes, fully no, and somewhere in between as well.
Yeah. Why is it yes?
I think it's yes if it becomes an obsessive behaviour.
Mm-hmm.
I think for obsessive compulsive disorder, if that's something you struggle with, or if you've got an obsessive compulsive component of your behaviour, or if you're inclined towards that, you can actually end up getting rid of stuff that is useful, helpful, memorabilia, part of your life story you need just for the thrill, because there is a thrill that comes with decluttering. Like, it does give you dopamine. There is a hit that comes when you declutter.
Yep.
And I think if you become addicted to that hit and you attribute the hit to the act of decluttering rather than the result of decluttering.
Yes.
I think that you can over declutter.
Yes. And I think if it inhibits your life or adversely affects your relationship with other people. So if a partner or a child is not enjoying the end results and not enjoying you throwing out their own stuff, I think that that can be a negative towards. Yeah. Have you ever had it? Have you ever experienced it?
No.
No, neither have I. No. However, we do not work with obsessive compulsive disorder as
That's
a general
not our specialty.
Rule. Yeah.
I think what I would do is help people reframe. If you feel like you're at risk, so I have an addictive personality myself, which is why I don't do things like drink, gamble, because once I get onto something, which you guys all know, I totally rave about it and I'm on it and I love it and I dig my teeth into it, but sometimes that can be a challenge. So sometimes it's really helpful to think, what is it about this behavior that's addictive? Like, why do I want to? So say I get into Pinterest for a season. I can spend like an hour a day on Pinterest. Now, maybe you wouldn't think that's obsessive. And maybe it's not. Maybe it's just that I really get into stuff. Maybe
and it's I was a... like, really? You would only spend an hour?
Yeah.
You could spend 14 hours falling maybe down that rabbit
people
hole.
People could. That's yeah. a very long time to spend on Pinterest.
I have been working with you for 18 months now.
Yeah, even longer.
Yeah, by the time this episode's yeah. aired. Yeah, and there has been times where we've been working and you have rung me and gone, oh, I was working until so-and-so hour this morning. I didn't even realise what time it was.
Yeah.
Like, because time went so quickly.
Yes.
So that was all to testify that you fall down rabbit holes sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
right.
And you don't realise it.
Yeah. And so I can fall down a rabbit hole of let's create a new course. We say that and then like 12 hours later, I've created the base of a, like, whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So the thought around that would be, rather than you attributing the high or the, I'm not sure if it's a high what people get, but the dopamine hit and the enjoyment and that kind of thing, rather than saying that's from the decluttering, that's from me giving myself freedom in my life, which I can also gain from a bike ride, painting a picture, watching a movie with someone on the couch.
However it looks,
what you're actually enjoying is the end process of being in control of your life, having less stuff and reducing your stress.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happens that you achieve that through decluttering.
Yes.
And I think if you focus too much on the decluttering, that can be, I can declutter too much because you've lost perspective of what the chicken or the egg.
Yes. And what we mean by decluttering too much, what we've spoken about, obsessive behaviors or inhibiting your life or going down to one of everything, even though there's four people in your household. Yeah. It's that, you know, extreme in decluttering. For the general rule, we don't think that you can declutter too much because, so the no side of that is because you'll be surprised at how quickly your brain filters out what you've let go of. So what we mean by that is, like, you don't ever, when Jared asked us this question, he was like, do people ever regret letting go of too much stuff? Like, can you go too far? And the answer is generally no.
Mm.
Like, they don't, most people don't remember what they've let go of.
That's right. Because you look around your house, you think, well, this room was full. Now I've decluttered and I have no idea what was in here before.
Mm.
That's constantly people say that to us.
Yes.
And it's because you got rid of the stuff that you didn't need, want or love.
Yes. And where we talk about it going too far is because you get the bug for it
yeah.
and momentum builds up. And that's where in our experience, in our professional experience and the people that we've worked with, they have not gone too far. You cannot declutter too much
mm.
because you do find your sweet spot. You get the bug, you get the momentum, it builds and builds and builds and you keep going, but then you find your sweet spot.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, and the other thing is we continue to bring things into our lives. We naturally, most of us are consumers and the reality is that we are always bringing more things into our house, even if it's not consumable products
yeah.
or even if it's not materialistic products. We're always bringing food in. We're bringing things into our home. So there's always a need to reassess and re-declutter.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you. I think the answer is no, but yes, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's not fully yes and fully no. Maybe the better description is no, it's not possible to declutter too much unless
and the majority of people will not declutter too much, and I think that I can say that because the majority of people have too much.
Yeah, it's actually the opposite's true. Can you have too much?
Hell yes.
Yes. so much too much.
Yes.
I've certainly never worked with a client that's looked around their house and gone, oh no, I've got rid of too much stuff.
Exactly.
Ever.
And even if you do let go of things that you later regret letting go of, which we've spoken about in our professional mistakes, that some of our clients have regretted letting go of one or two items, but they don't, on the whole, they don't remember every item they've let go of. Especially when Amy and I come in, especially when professional organizers come in, because you're decluttering quite a lot at one time. It's not like when you're doing it by yourself and you're just doing a box.
Yeah, that's right.
A day or you're a box a week.
It with us.
When we come in and help you, even if it's just for a 3 or 4 hour session, we most of the time walk away with lots of donations that will leave you with lots of stuff that you can let go of. So when you're letting go of a lot of things, you may be either... You may remember a few items, but after a few sessions with us, you won't be able to remember every single item that you let go of, and that's okay.
I think there's like a TV show in this where someone goes in or we go in and you like take everything out of their house, and then over the course of a week, they ask for things back, and then there's like they've got a person that goes and gets that. It's like, oh, we really need a couch. So you go get a couch. Oh, we need a chopping board and a tomato knife, and you go and get that. How cool would that be? And at the end of like a week or 2 weeks, they've got everything they wanted. They can't remember 90% of the stuff that went out, because it's only when you look at it that you go, oh, yeah, I really do like that. But if they go, oh, that wall's empty and blank, I really would like to have something on that wall. And so you go get them a painting.
I love that idea. I think we need to pitch that idea. I think that's the next decluttering show.
Really? I may have just had it.
I really love
it. So what we actually need to do is pitch it before this podcast goes live so nobody else steals their idea.
I think the other thing about letting things go is that you might remember one or two items, but you don't remember the bulk of the items.
No, you might remember a category but not individual pieces.
Yeah, like how often have you gone into homes and you've gone into a long forgotten back corner of the junk room and people don't even remember what's in the box. I often say this to clients, like I go, tell me what's in that box before we open it. And they're like, yeah, no idea. Yeah.
My thing is I say to them, if you can name one thing in this box, you can keep it. And they always go, I go, no, I'm just joking, but seriously try.
Yeah.
Because people don't remember.
No. And they might get joy out of finding what's in the box. Like they're like, oh, especially when they're sentimental items. Yes. They'll be like, oh, that's so exciting. Or they often we have the clients excited when they find something that they've been looking for years.
Oh, like, there's my passport or my birth certificate or my whatever.
That. And, oh, that's where my jewelry was. I thought I'd lost it.
I had a really interesting client about 12 months ago and she was getting a house ready for sale and she was very cluttered and wanted to go very minimal. So massive transformation, 3 of us in, 6 hours a day, 5 days of the week. So we did, 90 hours of work in 1 week. I think that's what that adds up to, whatever. It was a lot. And so we went in and there was one room that she hadn't been in for 25 years. So she'd been in that house, I think 40 years, so really long time. She was in her late 70s. And there was one room, she had literally not been in there. And so she said to us, I'm going out for lunch. Could you please empty everything in this room into the skip? I don't want the furniture. I don't want anything in this room. If I haven't needed it in 25 years, I do not need it. And we were like, don't you want to go through the boxes? No. So we did. We threw out. And she came back and we'd vacuumed. And like there was a lot of mouse poo.
Mm-hmm.
And we came home and she was like, oh my gosh, this room is just the best. And she was brave enough. And I've never seen anyone do it since.
And it's not something that we would necessarily recommend.
No. But she left, she went out for lunch with her friends, and our job was to clear everything out of that room.
Was that the one with the pottery that she did want in the pottery?
And then she realized, so we found the pottery and gave that back to her.
Yeah.
How incredible is that?
That is.
But very brave.
Very brave. Not necessarily a recommended way of doing things.
Well, it's what happens if you pass away. Somebody else is going to go through and do a lot of that stuff. So it's kind of a little bit of... death cleaning kind of concept.
Yes.
That at some point someone's going to throw all your stuff away or most of your stuff.
But what My heart for it, and I know it's your heart too, is to make sure that there isn't anything that somebody would regret throwing away. Like, because sometimes you, and I know yours example was an extreme example. Most Very people extreme. Have been into a room in 25 years, but say 5 years is a long time, but you could not want your kids' baby albums for 5 years.
Yeah, that's right. You wouldn't know they're missing.
Want to see it. Like, or you may have a passport that's a 10-year passport and you haven't needed it for 5 years, but you actually do need your passport. So there are reasons for going through things and making sure that there isn't something, you know, something important in there.
We have some amazing sponsors that help The Art of Decluttering get on the air every single week. We're on every single podcast app. We're on YouTube. We're even in Virgin Australia flights in their in-flight entertainment system. So if you want to reach our growing community, we would love you to come on board as a sponsor. So if that is of interest to you, email hello@artofdecluttering.com.au and we'll get our sponsorship kit straight out to you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Now, back to the show. A question that just came to my mind, Kirst, that I'd like us to contemplate. So we've talked about can you declutter too much? And I think the next question is can you declutter too slowly? I was thinking about it. I remember when we were saving for our first home deposit and house prices were going up faster than we could save.
Mm-hmm.
So we were effectively just going backwards, even though we were saving every spare dollar we had.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt so counterintuitive to continue to put money into this account for a house deposit, knowing that the house we were going to get was worse and worse every month. Can it be that way with decluttering? Can it be that if you don't work fast enough, you're going to be having new stuff come in at a quicker rate than you're getting it out? Is there an ideal pace? Is there a pace that's too fast or too slow? Do you have an opinion on that?
I think that it totally depends on the person and their circumstances. It's very individual. I would hate to classify. I'd hate to put everybody into the same basket.
No, but I want your opinion on.
I definitely
not
think,
a generalization, but no, your
and
opinion.
And I definitely think that if you are trying to declutter and you're choosing to do it slowly, which often means by yourself, and you may only have enough energy, time-wise, whatever the reasons for going slow at it, I think that you then have to be very intentional about what you bring into your home during that process. So to not have that same circumstance that you're talking Great. About. So if you are intentional about decluttering and you're being very intentional about taking it at a pace that suits you for whatever circumstance that you find yourself in, you then have to be very intentional about, well, I'm not going to buy any new clothes until I've decluttered all my existing clothes, because I might actually find that black top that I've been missing and that I want to go out and rebuy. Does that answer that question?
It does. And I think the follow-on question from that, which I think I know the answer to, is what's the – if you want to – so there's kind of two ways of doing decluttering, isn't there? There's the fast and deep and thorough that comes with working with a professional organizer.
Which doesn't necessarily have to be fast either.
No. So it can – like I've got a client who we've decluttered over the last year and it was one session every 2 months.
Yes.
But the way that – excuse me – the way that she was able to do that was that she developed the habits and the mindset – that kept her it wasn't like this big peak and trough of a journey. She decluttered one room and then maintained that room, and then it was the next room and maintained both rooms and the next room. Mm-hmm. It wasn't this binge purge diet yes. of stuff.
Yes.
So I guess the question is, how do we avoid the binge purge journey, the peaks and troughs?
Mm. Because I was, before I answer that question, I was also thinking about, can you declutter too quickly? Because that was the other question that you asked. Yeah. And I think, again, it depends on the person. And I think there's absolutely a time and a place to declutter quickly. You know, if there's a pressing issue, if that's your style, if you have taken, Amy specializes in quick declutters. She goes in hard for a week and you can get your whole house decluttered with her team in a week.
Yeah. I love it.
Yes, you do love it. It's not for everybody. And I think also there can be a danger in that momentum building. Like you and I experience this often with clients, that we sometimes need to slow them down.
Yes.
Because they're like, right, let's chuck it all. It's all going in the skip.
Usually by the time they're tired yes, and hungry and we're like, stop, eat, drink, go back to your vision.
Yes.
And then we'll recommence.
Yes. So I think that in doing a quick, hard, go home, go hard or go home declutter, it is also really good to have a professional organizer or an independent person there alongside you to stop you when it looks like you're going too far.
Yeah.
When it looks and when it appears that you're decluttering too much, because it's really easy in those times to chuck out those sentimental items Absolutely. That you're going to regret, or chuck out the box without looking at it and realizing that that was the box that had the passports in it.
Correct. And I think sometimes by taking it a few days at a time, you might say, hey, we're going to do a 3 days in a row. By day two, your mindset's different to day one yes. and your feelings are different and your relationship with stuff can be completely different. And what sparks joy, as we've said before, on one day may not spark joy at all on day number two, or vice versa.
Yes.
And so it's part of the reason I don't do bigger than 6 hour sessions. Yes. It's because by the end, and I say to people, when you start saying to me, just chuck the lot, I'm going to hold you back a bit because yes. I want you to make wise choices.
Yes.
And that's my job as well. My job is to help you throw out, declutter as much as possible, but also to hold you back when you're over it and you're like, do you know what? This stuff's just driving me crazy. Well, that people will say, if I need it, I'll just buy it again. Well, sometimes you are going to need that thing.
Yes.
Let's just put it in a space that's smart, that's not cluttering up the way.
Yes.
Rather than throw out all your deck chairs because you haven't used them in the last week.
Yes. And there is like we want to encourage you to declutter, and we do want to encourage you to be thoughtful and intentional about that. Like if you really haven't used the deck chairs for 10 years rather yeah. than 10 minutes, then maybe it is wise to let them go for now and then buy them again when you do need them. But we're not here to get you to chuck out everything and then go rebuy it all again next yeah. month. Like we want you to be wise in all of life. And money is one of those areas that we want wisdom for you. So we don't want you, we're not here to encourage you to just splash your cash whenever you want to.
Absolutely.
So back to your question, you asked another question.
The question is, how can we eliminate some of those peaks and troughs?
Yeah.
What are some of the things that we can do to stop our journey being so erratic and actually create some stability in our declutter journey?
Yeah, I really think it comes down to habits and mindsets, which is what our course is all about, is training you in habits and mindsets. So you change the way that you think about your things, and then you practice really great daily habits that stop the yo-yo diet of decluttering. And that's not to say that there's not a time and a place to, like one of our reviewers recently has said that she does a biannual declutter.
Yeah.
Like, and we do declutters every school holidays, and there's totally a place and a time and a place for that. It is trying to eliminate the, you know, letting it go for 2 years and having to pay thousands of dollars for having four people in for a whole week to help you declutter a space.
By the way, that's going to cost you way more than $1,000.
I said thousands.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's more like it.
But I didn't want people to think that it costs thousands of dollars to get us in for one session, because
no,
it doesn't.
It does not.
So, yeah, what do you think?
I think that you've nailed it. I think the habits... So I think the mindset and then the habits change everything. So if you do want to take it slow, whether by yourself or with a professional organizer, we cannot recommend highly enough that you look into our online course and join the community of people who are saying, not only do I want to declutter, but I want to stay that way.
Mm.
And I think that's really key when it comes to maintaining the beautiful home that you've created, is learning the habits and the mindset that will keep you that way. So outofdecluttering.com.au/course is where you'll find all the details from that. It's self-paced learning, so you can jump on today and join, and then you can see what everyone else is doing, access all the videos, all the bonuses.
And we have beautiful, beautiful community.
Oh, you'll love it.
Yeah. Such beautiful, like-minded people who really, really encourage you in your journey. I wanted to say that we have spoken about momentum building, and I know from working with my clients, and I know that you have experienced the same, Amy, that when we start working with a client, they can find it really difficult to process and to let things go and to ask the questions of themselves and to be able to answer the questions of themselves about their items. And they're a couple of hours in, a couple of days in, like, they're really quick at processing stuff.
Absolutely.
And so what we recommend is that if you find it hard to begin with, give yourself grace, because you will find it easier. And maybe if you've decluttered a category and you've thought, oh, I've done that category, maybe go back and revisit that category, because what you thought was decluttered on day one, by day four, you may be able to do it in even deeper declutter, and you might find it even easier to let go of things.
Yeah. We call it the Mandy deep dive, because it's when you've decluttered an area and then you go back to it after any kind of period of time, maybe even an hour, and you look at it again. So I always do it with books. When people declutter their books and we're right at the end, I go, great, now I want you to do a Mandy deep dive, and I want you to pick another 3 to 5 books that we can get rid of. And that's actually really easy. Sometimes that 3 to 5 is easier than the first 3 to 5, because you've got the momentum of how you're thinking, what your relationship is, what the process is, confidence in your ability to make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Yeah. And Mandy deep dive came from our episode that we did with your client, Mandy, who it was the death episode, and she talks about that, and we've got a whole hashtag Mandy deep dive in our course now for when. So if you want to hop on our Facebook community group and show us your Mandy deep dives, do hashtag Mandy deep dive. We'd love to see what you've been able to reprocess.
Awesome. Now, to finish up today's episode, I'm going to read you a review from iTunes. What I love is that there's always a review for us to read. Like, there's so many reviews that we get given, And it really does help us build our community. So Closet Clearing on iTunes says, once you start listening to these podcasts, you will never think about your stuff the same way again. Amy and Kirsty bring a new perspective to decluttering and organizing. Their approach is practical, but also empathetic and realistic. It has totally worked for me. That's cool. I didn't even mean that one matched so well with this episode, but it totally did.
It did. Another episode, so I just mentioned Mandy Deep Dive on the death episode.
Episode 55, that was.
Good memory, my friend. Episode 48 is on sentimental items, and that is a good episode that will help you to uncover some thinking around sentimental items as well, which is where people often get stuck on this question, can you declutter too much? And they're often worried that they're going to chuck out something that's sentimental.
So scroll back in your feed, find episode 48 and enjoy. And if you have already listened to episode 48, listen again, because you'll have a different perspective, different situation, and you'll be able to gain new insights from it.
Thank you again to Jared for asking this question of us and making us think and ponder whether or not you can declutter too much.
I was going to say thank you to everyone for listening, for being faithful listeners and faithful community members and faithful friends. We will be faithful and be back again next week with a new topic and a new idea to discuss.
Yay! See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.